All right, everybody, this is Shane, and I am here with Jason Baptiste. He is the co-founder and CEO of OnSwipe. And since you just read this great article and you're raring to go, I thought I'd talk a little bit with Jason and let him tell you a little bit more about it and tell the story. So hello, Jason.
Hey, Shane. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And for those that don't know, this is our third try with this. So
so hopefully it's really polished, right? You would hope that now the answers are almost like perfectly there. So yeah.
Oh, it's so polished. I can see myself in it. It's awesome. Okay. So I explained a little bit about OnSwipe in the article. And why don't you, Jason, since you are the brains behind this, tell us what OnSwipe is.
Sure. And I'm just one of a few brains involved.
Yes.
I have co-founders and great people working with us. But I think I can speak to the story. And, you know, OnSwipe is a platform for insanely easy tablet publishing. We land content owners and content publishers of all sizes, whether it's, you know, a personal blog, you know, your mom's personal blog, all the way to the New York Times and large publications, tell an awesome story and deliver beautiful and engaging advertising and content on touch-enabled devices. It all just magically works.
And how exciting is it that we just, you know, kind of heard this study that there's supposed to be, what, 180 million of these tablet devices roaming around in the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and studies are studies, and it's kind of, they all have varying numbers. And even if you look at the original analyst reports, like we did this infographic and they all predicted like 3 or 4 million. And they said, well, you know, in 2011, it would do 15.1 million. And that's what matters, is that it's growth and it just becomes the standard and not just something standalone.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And so tell me, so insanely easy tablet publishing, what does it feel like if I'm a blogger or a content publisher, and I think they're pretty much the same these days, what does it feel like to publish using a platform like OnSwipe?
Yeah, so you've got to look at where media is, where design and technology, right? So you have all these touch-enabled devices, specifically the iPad, and it's just the best browsing experience ever. We can provide an experience that's personal and intimate, one-foot UI, that is just like reading a magazine, right? Beautiful design, beautiful typography. You know, so that's on the design side, right? That's just beautiful things people want. But then you also have what is content? What is a story nowadays? And a story, it's not only just the articles that you write. You know, and keep in mind, this is the same whether it's, you know, just a personal blog, or even you look at what was just going on in Egypt with New York Times and Al Jazeera writing. That story is more than just the articles you put out. It's the tweets, the videos, Instagram photos, Quora answers, Flickr photos, you know, and of course the major articles. If you take all those different pieces, they're all different ways to tell a story, you put them together in that beautiful design that I just mentioned, and you really get a new and just engaging way to tell stories as a publication. And our platform, just, you set up those sources, pick your design, infinitely customizable, and it just works, and it delivers the best experience possible to your readers.
Yeah, it sounds great, because in my mind, you know, we've got a fragmented way to tell our stories. We've got our blogs, like you mentioned, and then, you know, we share information on Twitter. We've got Facebook and Instagram and all these various scattered types of, you know, media. But if you're doing a business online or you're providing valuable information, it's fragmented. And this is great because it brings it all together in my mind and lets you tell a cohesive story on probably one of the most personal platforms ever developed.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, and if you really want to get into like the technical depth of it, you know, a laptop is a 3-foot UI and you've had that keyboard in between there. But if you look at tablet devices and touch devices, it's 1 foot. It's just you and the device. And even the reason that our name is OnSwipe is very indicative of where the world is going. And that's, you know, human-computer interaction has been measured for 30 years by on-click. But now it's going to be now and for quite a long time, it's going to be measured by on-swipe. And that's why we named the company. We didn't name it. And it's just it's a different way to read. It's very personal. It's the most personal. Well, the way I explain it to people is personal computers are finally personal. Took us 30 years, but it's there.
It is. It's true. It's very true. So, you know, what kind of people could use OnSwipe? I mean, you know, how would a blogger, let's say I have a blog like Copy Blogger or Pro Blogger or one of these other big blogs, and I have a very, you know, engaged audience, but I do.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to walk you exactly the way that it's going to work when we launch. And of course, there'll be some other cool goodies there. But, excellent. You know, it's completely self-serve, right? So, you know, you got to look at like the problem statement, which is people want to deliver a great experience on touch-enabled devices. And, you know, for a while, we've always thought that's through apps, right? You know, kind of spent a lot of money on making content apps and put them through any app store, not just Google or Apple. And, you know, usually it's like just exporting PDFs. It's really expensive, really poor quality, and really difficult. With us, it's, you know, connect your WordPress, your immediate, your movable type, or Blogger, or even an RSS feed, connect in your Twitter, connect in your Quora, your Instagram, all these different sources for telling a story. Pick the design you want, and, you know, I think at launch there'll be just base close to 6,000 different permutations. And then if you add in colors and logo and branding, everybody has their own design. And that's just at the start. So you connect your sources, pick your design, map the subdomain, and basically we give you a piece of JavaScript. And anytime somebody accesses your content from iPad, all the new tablets coming out, and eventually touch-enabled phones, it provides that awesome experience. It's all in the browser. It's just insanely easy to set up. And you do it the first time, it's working.
You know what's exciting about this, Jason? And this just, I think, you know, I think my little neurons just like synapsed. So, you know, and I wrote an article on Copy Blogger about this too, about, you know, the mobile web and how can you be ready for it. And I think a lot of what we do right now on blogs is we use things like WP Touch. Where there are these mobile plugins and you come to the blogs as you've already seen and you get this mobile view, but this opens up a whole entire new way to view, you know, a blog on the mobile web because it's just going to be instant. I mean, it's, you're in control of how you can tell that story.
Exactly. And it's, you know, that's just the presentation layer, you know, the things I can't fully get into it, but it's, you know, the advertising, the way we're looking at advertising. I've been bold in saying this, but anybody I show it to, kind of the prototype is, this is the best ad you will ever see in your life. in terms of digital, right? Mm-hmm. And I say digital because it's very much like print. And so that's one part, right? There's the monetization. It's also, what if, 10,000, 100,000 people, however, a very large number are using OnSwipe. How do you network all those sites together? How do you create network effects? And I think we're there's something very interesting we're building around that. And it's one of those, when we can show it, it'll be a lot easier to understand than me kind of talking about it. It's just taking things to a whole other level.
Oh, I think this is a great level. I think we need to get to this level. It's it's the natural progression of, you know, telling our story. So on your page, you talk a lot about, you have some really great things that you talk about in terms of philosophy. And one of the things you mention on there is something called the new influencers. And yeah. I thought this was an interesting concept. And I thought maybe if you could, you know, maybe talk just a tad about what are these new influencers and why are they important?
You know, so we look at publishing in three buckets. We look at, you know, personal publishing like Blogger and WordPress.com and Posterous and Tumblr and, you know, very, you know, just personal publishing, not a large audience. That's, you know, on the low end, the long tail. And then you've got on the high end, the traditional media companies, the Conde's and New York Times and, you know, large media companies. And, you know, there's not going to be another New York Times in our lifetime. That's our philosophy, right? The future of media really is this middle tier publisher, and we call them new influencers. They are influencers on a specific topic, specific vertical, very, very valuable demographic. And there's really, you know, no limit to how many there can be, right? It's just,
oh yeah,
just content isn't hard, and everybody starts out somewhere. That's why Copyblogger is there. And, you know, they don't build technology themselves. So they use like a hosted Drupal, WordPress.org, Joomla, a few other things, you know, and ad sales. It's a different mix, you know, but they're not a heavy do-it-yourself company on there. So they rely on other companies like us to do stuff. That's really the big growth area, right? If you could talk about, you know, like, what is the future of media? That's it. You even look at AOL, right? Like, they basically are a huge media company that is comprised of tons and tons and tons of these new influencers, TechCrunch, Engadget, and now Huffington Post. You know, like, Huffington Post is on the very large end, but, like, you know, you still get that understanding. And it's, I mean, that's just Autoblog and Fanhouse. I mean, just tons and tons of them. And that's really exciting. I mean, I'm very excited about AOL as a company because they've placed their bet in that area.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think AOL's, you know, I think they're really seeing the writing on the wall. I mean, they can't send us those CDs anymore, so they've got to go somewhere, right? that's interesting that you say that, because one of the things that, you know, I think a lot of people have seen is the Wired Magazine app, and they've seen several of these, you know, publishers like Wired and like the other, some of the bigger, and they move to the iPad and they're an app. And I know you mentioned something about that before. And so I see OnSwipe being completely different. It's dynamic. You don't need an app. So maybe explain a little bit about the difference between, you know, a native app and then what you guys are doing, which are web apps, which I feel are the future. I do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even try to differentiate. Well, actually, no, I definitely do. I take myself back on that, but I don't call it web apps. I just call it, you know, it's content on the web. I mean, we can put whatever name we want to it, but, you know, that's how people read content, right? We're trying to redo this, but as people use the browser, they read content there. Or even if you look at, like, the pure business motives, like 50% or more of traffic comes through referrals such as search and share and email. You don't get that with native apps, right? So it's just, you know, it's it was the original simplest way for people, well, not most difficult, ass backwards, over expensive, horrible experience way to put stuff on the iPad. But, you know, now it's with us, it's just, hey, create a better experience on the iPad for existing readers on the web. That's it. Like, it's the most logical way because publishers control too.
Yeah, and I think we saw a little bit of that with that app, the Flipbook, where you could weave together your Twitter, and you could. But I think that was just basically a preview of what's to come, because that was more native, and it really only allowed you to do a couple of things. So I think that was just kind of a brief preview, actually, of what's really to come.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
Now, how did you, so I'm sure that you have seen The Daily, and you noticed that had a fairly big launch. Actually, no, it wasn't fairly big. It was huge, the hype. Have you had a chance to look at The Daily, Jason?
Yeah, did you see the big thing I wrote on it? And there was a lot of hoopla concerning us in The Daily this week. Did you read that or no?
I did not see that yet, no.
Oh, so I issued a challenge to Rupert Murdoch to basically do this. Keep your app version The Daily. You've invested time, and maybe that's the right way. But create a web version of it too. Spend 6 months. See which one's the better business, whatever metrics you want to pick. And I will bet you that the web version is better. Wired ended up covering it and kind of breaking the story there. So my belief is they should just be done on the web. The app version doesn't make sense, and I wrote a lot of commentary around it, but I hope they do well. I think, you know, there's there and actually send you the link right now over Skype so you can kind of maybe put some context there for the article with it. But
yeah, you know, absolutely.
I think it's, in short, most importantly, if I could pick probably, let's just say one, it's the daily is against the real-time nature of the web, right? So you look at this theory of information flow that, however many, centuries ago, it would take a while that information would have to cross oceans to get here. And that was 8 or months, which is ridiculous, right? And then you had days it would be, telegrams or just, whatever it is, actual postal mail. Then you add over the wire, which is quick enough, and then the telephone, and then you add fax, and then email, then instant message, then Twitter and Facebook. So information has gone from having an information flow delay of months to literally some number that's not even recognizable by humans with today's technology. And the daily goes against that. The daily could be called the hourly, right? putting any measure of time on the news and how information flows just is completely – it's ass backwards. It's against the way that things are done. So I think that's their biggest – well, one of their biggest mistakes. I mean, yeah. There's a lot that I outlined there, but that's certainly a big one.
Well, have you heard back from Rupert?
No comment.
Well, I'll say this then. We'll see if we see a web version of the daily. I would definitely welcome that myself. So, cool. Yeah. Well, I think this is going to be really cool. I'm super excited, Jason. So I know you guys are working hard on this, and I'm sure everybody would love to know when it's coming. And I think you've mentioned before soon. I think it's going to be exciting because really, I think this is a chance for bloggers that, may not have the chance to develop an app. I think it's going to be a chance for them to tell their story in a completely new and engaging way. And I think really, if we look at the intersection of what's happening right now, tablets, media, all of the ways we tell our story, I think OnSwipe has this opportunity to bring that together. And to me, that's amazing. I think it's great.
Thank you. I mean, I guess in closing, our belief is we're at two large fundamental shifts. We're at the largest shift in computing ever since the PC was invented with tablets and touch-enabled devices. And we're also at the largest shift ever in the history of media. In terms of, journalism and content isn't going away. If anything, I think it's got a brighter future than ever. It's just changing form the way it's truly delivered. And those two things, even though they're kind of different industries, as we previously thought, those two shifts are happening at the same time, and they're exactly intertwined, affecting each other. So I think those two things coming together is going to lead to some really interesting things and probably one of the largest business, opportunities in software and technology and media ever. So we're equally excited, man. Equally excited.
Yeah. Well, I know it's great. I can't wait. I really can't. I think it's going to be awesome. And so I'm sure that when it does launch, we will all hear about it, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Jason, for spending this time talking.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Shane. It was my pleasure. Seriously. Yeah. Third time's a charm, right?
Exactly. Always. The rule of threes. Thanks, Jason.
Very cool. You're welcome, Shane.